Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It's going to be a pretty sunrise in a little bit. Sunshine today with clouds mixing in. Maybe a flurry, high about 40. 37 degrees now in New York.
And what we think is some better news on the Harlem and New Haven line commute on Metro North this morning, Tom Kaminsky.
It sounds as though that's it. I have just retweeted a tweet that we received from Metro North. Harlem and New Haven line service has resumed now between Botanical Garden and Grand Central. We did have police activity near the Melrose station. We had delays of 20 to 30 minutes, which pretty quickly escalated to an hour. So there are still going to be delays, they say, up to 60 minutes in either direction. And there is still some activity there because the northbound trains are according to this tweet, northbound trains still bypassing Melrose, Tremont, Fordham, Botanical Garden, Williamsbridge, and Woodlawn. So again, if you're coming out from Grand Central Terminal on the Harlem and New Haven lines, still some issues there, but it sounds as though the service coming into Grand Central Terminal is now resumed, although running with delays of up to an hour. The rest of your commute coming up at 7:08.
Certainly better news. Tom, thank you for that update. And concern about a George Floyd-like reaction has the NYPD making plans after five black police officers were charged in the death of a black man in Memphis.
Video of the incident is expected to be released this evening in the death of Tyree Nichols. CBS News reports that the NYPD's intelligence chief was briefed on the case by his counterparts in Memphis and that the department has an action plan. Part of that plan includes a police focus on traditional gathering areas for protesters, including Union and Times Squares in Manhattan, Fordham Road in the Bronx, Barclays Center in Brooklyn. For now, days off and vacations for New York's men and women in blue have not been canceled.
School children in South Huntington will be walking past armed security guards now when they go to class. The plan approved by the school board this week after the seemingly endless string of school shootings nationwide. Let's go live to South Huntington. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean?
Yeah, there's a sickness in America, a twisted phenomenon, these mass shootings. Too many times we've seen horror at schools. Well, South Huntington's school board was unanimous in this decision to hire private security, armed guards, to be stationed outside every school building. School board president Nicholas Ciapetta says they are highly trained.
Active and former law enforcement, specifically people who are trained in this area. Active shooting is something different. You really need to have training in it. And so we're getting former NYPD, former Suffolk County police officers, and these are the best of the best, the cream of the crop.
It's going to cost the district $750,000. In a letter to parents, the superintendent says, given the recent events that have plagued our nation with regard to gun violence in schools, we felt this added measure was a necessary step. Live in South Huntington, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Subway riders are all ears. The mayor, the governor, and the head of the MTA make an announcement today on the subways. It's billed as a safety announcement later this morning. And the mayor had some handy data as he made his case about a safer ride in his State of the City address.
With transit crime trending lower now, Eric Adams is expected to take advantage of that and release information from a customer survey where he says riders are insisting they are feeling safer these days. It's the big picture, the mayor says, in his State of the City, focusing on how crime in general is on the downfall.
Major crimes were down last quarter for the first time in six quarters. New Yorkers can finally see safer days ahead after several years of rising crimes.
The goal here, of course, is pushing ridership closer to pre-pandemic levels, and if they do that, it could possibly avoid raising fares or cutting service. From Lower Manhattan, Glenn Schuck, WCBS 880 News.
The Weather Center. Well, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it's Craig Allen in the Weather Center. We'll both get out of his way for Craig. Go ahead.
We have a mix of clouds and sunshine for today, and there could be a passing snow flurry. That's about all we'll see out there, if that. mainly for the northern and western hills. High today near 40. Tonight's low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, 44 to 48 with at least partial sunshine, so not a bad day at all. And Sunday, it will become mostly cloudy, but no major storms here. Just a shower or two possible late day or nighttime. And the Sunday high, 44 to 48 once again. Temperatures across the region are generally in the 30s. It is 36 in the city. Humidity at 59%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.